Czytanie pierwszej
księgi. A reading from the first book of the Kings. The Lord said to Elijah, "Go, you are to anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, as prophet to succeed you." Leaving there, Elijah came on Elisha, son of Shaphat, as he was plowing behind 12 yoke of oxen, he himself being with the 12. Elijah passed near to him and threw his cloak over him. Elisha left his oxen and ran after Elijah. "Let me kiss my father and mother, then I will follow you," he said. Elijah answered, "Go, go back, for have I done anything to you?" Elisha turned away, took the pair of oxen and slaughtered them. He used the plow for cooking the oxen, then gave to his men who ate. He then rose and followed Elijah and became his servant. The word of the Lord. O Lord, it is you who are my portion. Lord, it is you who are my portion. Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. O Lord, it is you who are my portion. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad, even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay. O Lord, it is you who are my portion. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence, at your right hand, happiness forever. O Lord, it is you who are my portion. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. When Christ freed us, he meant us to remain free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. My brothers, you were called, as you know, to liberty, but be careful, or this liberty will provide an opening for self-indulgence. Serve one another rather in works of love, since the whole of the law is summarized in a single command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you go snapping at each other and tearing each other to pieces, you had better watch, or you will destroy the whole community. Let me put it like this: if you are guided by the Spirit, you will be in no danger of yielding to self-indulgence, since self-indulgence is the opposite of the Spirit. The Spirit is totally against such a thing, and it is precisely because the two are so opposed that you do not always carry out your good intentions. If you are led by the Spirit, no law can touch you. The word of the Lord. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. You have the message of eternal life.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Gospodin s vama.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. As the time drew near for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely took the road for Jerusalem and sent messengers ahead of him. They set out and they went into a Samaritan village to make preparations for him, but the people would not receive him because he was making for Jerusalem. Seeing this, the disciples James and John said, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to burn them up?" But he turned and rebuked them, and they went off to another village. As they traveled along, they met a man on the road who said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered, "Foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another to whom he said, "Follow me," replied, "Let me go and bury my father first." But he answered, "Leave the dead to bury their dead. Your duty is to go and spread the news of the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, sir, but first let me go and say goodbye to my people at home." Jesus said to him, "Once the hand is laid on the plow, no one who looks back is fit for the kingdom of God."
Pa se obazire natrag, nije prikladan za kraljevstvo Božije.
The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Draga braćo,
dear brothers and sisters, how does Jesus behave with people and people with him? That Saint Luke reveals to us clearly in following events. Evangelist says that Jesus went resolutely to Jerusalem. He knew that he was going to be murdered there. So he is facing death for the salvation of the mankind. We can say that Jesus puts men before his own life. On the way, he invited two apostles to follow him, but they did not put him on the first place, nor do they feel that enthusiasm instantly to go with him. Men who man who wanted first to join him asked for permission first to go home and say goodbye to his people at home. Other one wanted to bury somebody, so maybe they are right when they ask such questions. They just want to fulfill their human duties, like bury the father and say goodbye to family. We shall even give a right to the friends of that master who were invited to the wedding of his son but rejected it because they were too busy. One was to get married, another one was busy with his oxes, third one had to check his field. But for Jesus, nobody is right, nor us, neither them. The master of the feast interrupted a relation with these friends. Jesus said to the first man who was called, "Let the dead bury the dead." That means, let those who do not follow me, thus being dead, and engage in what is not death. To another man, he said, "The one who lays a hand on a plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God." That means you have to concentrate yourself on plow and oxes if you don't want plow to getting on the obstacle lifts up and throws him on the ground. While Jesus was inviting Andrew and Simon, they were throwing their fishing nets into the sea, but they left everything behind and immediately followed him. James and John as well, when they were called, they immediately left Father behind on the ship together with other sailors, and they followed Jesus. And they were prepared for, John the Baptist prepared them already for conversion, for fasting and prayer. When Elisha to follow him, he also wanted to say goodbye to his family, but Elijah told him, go and haste back. All kinds, Jesus is reminding us who loves mother and father more than him is not worthy of him. Who loves son or daughter more than him is not worthy of him. If anybody comes to us and does not hate father, mother, brothers, sisters, and his own life, cannot be my disciple. None of you, without renouncing everything, cannot be my disciple. And that was all for the gospel. Apostles did as Jesus asked. They left everything behind and followed him. They wanted to know what will be their price. When God is on the first place, brothers and sisters, everything, even life, is on the second, third, and fourth place. We have to ask ourselves, do we find time for mass? Do we find time for short prayer? Do we find time to remember God throughout the day? One would say Jesus seems to be doing everything to discourage those three men who wanted to follow him along the road. It seems as if his intention was more to disappoint than to invite them to follow him, but he is not turning down illusion. He's turning down illusions, not the enthusiasm. There are duties that come out of our decisions and responsibilities. We have to get rid of animosity of any kind. We have to be aware that there will be opposition, just like nobody was treating Jesus well in Samaritan village. If you want to follow Jesus, you have to be ready to live in insecurity. As Jesus said, foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Jesus had a house in Nazareth. He could stay in Capernaum as well and in Bethany. His presence was desired, but the emphasis is on pilgrimage, on traveling. Just like Jesus, a pilgrim cannot plan one's life according to criterion of personal comfort. Disciple of Jesus does not belong to himself and does not have his time at disposal. Life is marked.
Nadalje,
one who follows Christ will have life marked with insecurities. Let the dead bury the dead. Jesus is not against funeral, but priority here determines the importance of the kingdom. Go and proclaim the kingdom of God. It is important that somebody is focused. The past, in that case, disappears on its own, bearing itself. And finally, what is necessary is resolute decision. As Jesus said, who lays a hand on a plow and looks back is not fit the kingdom of God. No compromising, no lamenting. Decision has to be complete all the way, and you have to be nourished by promise, not by nostalgia. We have to be cautious, of course. Jesus wants us to be aware of our strength before we start following him. One who has to start a big battle has to see the possibility of success. To become a disciple of Christ, none who does not renounce everything one possesses can be his disciple. Mark and Matthew but Luke speaks of a parable with salt and the responsibility of disciples. Salt is good, but if it loses its taste, how are you going to spice it? Everybody can follow Jesus as long as we do not lose taste of salt, we do not lose gift and charisma along the way. God is not vindictive. He does not wish any harm to those who go astray away from him. Luke brings a detail that forces us to think about. Whole Samaritan village does not receive apostles with Jesus on their walk to Jerusalem, because Jerusalem was treating Samaritans as enemies. So when James and John asked Jesus if he wants them to punish them with a fire from heaven, he rebuked them, because what a man with the spirit of revenge wants to do is not the logic of Jesus. To accept Jesus and his logic, that is the ideal. Rejecting him, we find ourselves in danger for our eternal life. It is the fire of love and not revenge that is required. Jesus gives life for his enemies, does not take their lives away. Who is impatient to spread the kingdom? Jesus is teaching disciples how to be patient and to be meek and humble, how to reach the hearts of people, including those who treat them as enemies. Let us ask ourselves, in my family, in my little world, in my region, in my homeland, have I learned from Jesus to have a meek and humble heart? The greatest Persian poet, Ferdowsi, who lived in the 9th century, said this story. A great king was traveling through the desert, accompanied by his suite and a caravan. Oasis was within a grasp when the camel fell. And the boxes with pearls and gems was broken. Diamonds were mixed up with sand, and king ordered, "These precious things are yours. I will continue my journey." And he already went far away, thinking that he was alone. Who would not stop to dig germs when he heard some steps? Turning back, he saw one servant, faithful servant, following him. King asks him, "Why didn't you stop there looking for pearls, shining pearls? You could become rich for life." And the servant answered, "I follow my king. He is my interest." Dear brothers and sisters, Christian is the one who chose Christ to follow him. leaning on his person, complete obedience to him is a liberating act for us. Who follows Christ indeed is free, without master, man free of slavery to things, money, power, authority, and free from oneself. Let us pray in this holy mass to become just like that. What those who follow great King, free and faithful disciples. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became a man.
I postao čovjek, raspet također za nas pod Poncijem Pilatom učen i pokopan.
Crucified, died and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins.
I u jednu svetu katoličku i apostolsku crkvu.
I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Braćo i sestre, pouzdanom se molitvom utecimo nebeskom Ocu, koji nas svojom milošću krijepi na putu.
Let us turn to God the Father, who encourages and inspires us on our path. Father, grant your church grace to trust more in your word than human thoughts and plans, we pray to the Lord. Lord, penetrate all the servants of the church with your Holy Spirit and grant them wisdom and reason, we pray to the Lord. God, help people in authority unselfishly to work for the welfare of every man, we pray to the Lord. Set, God, free all people of the world from bondage to evil and sin, so they can live in the freedom of your children, we pray to the Lord. Lord, open the heart of each one of us and inspire our will boldly to inherit your Son, we pray to the Lord. Lord, receive into your embrace all our departed brothers and sisters and grant them eternal joy, we pray to the Lord. Almighty God, through your Son you have called us to walk along the path of salvation. Do not allow us to be blinded by that what fades away. Help us to faithfully walk toward that what leads to eternity, through Christ our Lord. Amen.